So this is another one of those what the hell is going on moments. You can see there's been different video clips showing that a lot of people are heading for the border now that Biden has gotten into the White House, supposedly. You know what I mean when I say supposedly. But anyway, that's a running little inside joke. A lot of illegal immigrants are rushing the border and can't really blame them. They know that they have a safe haven. Now, here's the thing, right? Regardless of how you feel about immigration, supposedly we're in a pandemic, right? And are we not supposed to be practicing social distancing, wearing masks, and being as cautious as we possibly can? Isn't that what we're supposed to be doing? I thought we were. So anyways, it's interesting that we're now going to have all these people flooding the country. And that's not the sound. I know how people are. They're going to scream racism. Number one, I'm a black man. And I'm not trying to be or even sound remotely racist. I'm pointing out the hypocrisy that they're just like, oh, come on in. And we're supposed to be in a lockdown. You mean to tell me that we're going to have a bunch of so-called illegal immigrants, so-called, coming into the country, and they're just going to flee? Because if y'all haven't seen it yet, y'all need to watch these videos of them just flooding. I believe it was Honduras. Love Honduras people, but people are just flooding, going right past their own, I guess you could say, police or law enforcement, storming past them. Nobody's social distancing. It's supposed to be in a pandemic. And they're heading to U.S. That's where they're coming. They're openly admitting that that's where they're coming. And there, one guy did an interview where he literally admitted, now that Biden is coming in the White House, that this is why they're heading here. Now, you might not care about that part, but again, what I'm stressing to you is that we are supposed to be in a pandemic. Why is it that for the past year, I've been hearing about how irresponsible Trump is and how we're supposed to be like in this pandemic and we're supposed to be socially distancing and this is all Trump's fault and yada, yada, yada. But yet, when it comes to people just flooding into this country after just being all over top of each other, no social distancing, now all of a sudden it's okay. Because Biden is in the White House. You don't see CNN covering this and saying that this isn't good. Aren't they supposed to be called super spreaders? Didn't you call Trump that? Didn't you call the Trump administration super spreaders? While y'all tried to hide the fact that Kamala's campaign, her staff members also came down with the CV-19, but you didn't hear about it anywhere. But when, you know, Trump's staff came down with it, it was everywhere. They wanted to remind you every day that Trump was a super spreader. But now you've got thousands of super spreaders running into the United States of America who's still trying to figure out a way to get over this pandemic. And I just played to you the clip of Biden saying that the trajectory of the pandemic isn't going to change anytime soon. Well, of course not. If you're going to have a whole lot of illegal aliens just rushing the border and coming in who have not been tested, they have not been, they haven't received the good old shot, you know. Amazing how the news has just flip-flopped all of a sudden. I'm going to get to this article right here. This comes from Conservative News Daily. It says, release them all immediately. Joe Biden orders ICE agents to release all illegal aliens in custody. So this is another topic here. Fox News host Tucker Carlson exclusively obtained a shocking internal memo sent to ICE agents ordering them to release all illegal aliens in custody. And Joe Biden's first day in office, the Department of Homeland Security issued a sweeping directive to halt all deportations for 100 days. However, Joe Biden took further action to release illegal aliens in custody. It was not mentioned in his order to halt deportations. An internal email to ICE officers revealed Joe Biden ordered more than 14,000 illegal aliens in custody to be released. According to Breitbart News, 71.45% of the illegals currently in custody are convicted criminals and a danger to society. Release them all immediately, the ICE agent wrote. No sponsor available. It's not acceptable any longer. Tucker Carlson said the internal memo shows that the Biden administration is now in complete chaos when it changed a policy this big without explaining what it means. So, here we go. But we all knew that this was going to happen. That's why I sound the way that I sound. Who's shocked? Who is shocked? Who, let's speak to these conservatives now. I want to know what conservative voter or even independent, critical, independent, free-minded thinker is even remotely shocked, because I sure as hell am not. I don't know exactly if Biden will even be criticized for this or anything. It probably will be swept under the rug. Again, I have to keep harping back to this, and I'm sounding like a broken record, but I apologize in advance. But we just spent a whole damn year being told we should not go outside. And then if we did, we were being irresponsible. How is it possible that all of a sudden we can just allow a whole batch of new illegal immigrants into America and release all of these immigrants that are in custody in the middle of a pandemic that Biden has said himself on record, not just me, I didn't say it, Biden said it, there is no way to change the trajectory. Can you imagine if Trump had done such a thing? Can you even imagine? I am amazed, even though I shouldn't be, at the cover-up, the media cover-up, the fact that Biden is just now getting into the White House, and he is already telling you, after promising you, that he was going to be the one to turn this thing around. He was going to turn around the pandemic. And then all of a sudden, he immediately tells you there's nothing he can do. So what the hell did you get put in the White House for? And why are you allowing people who have the potential to spread the virus even more? I'm playing their game, by the way. I know what you people are thinking. I know how, most of my listeners probably feel about the pandemic. I'm just playing their game. I'm playing, quote-unquote, devil's advocate here. if you're going to talk about the pandemic, then let's talk about the pandemic. I thought we were supposed to be locked down and so scared to open up these businesses, but you're not afraid to let thousands of illegals in and release, what is it, 14,000 from prison? Yeah, that's what it is. It says here, however, Joe Biden took further action to release illegal aliens in custody. It was not mentioned in his order to halt deportations. An internal email to ICE officers reveals Joe Biden ordered more than 14,000 illegal aliens in custody to be released. And Breitbart News reported that 71.45% of the illegals are currently in custody. The ones that are currently in custody are convicted criminals and a danger to society. So this is going to get interesting real fast. Yeah, that's liberal Democrats, whatever you want to call them. They are going to absolutely destroy this country before it is all over. Doesn't matter as long as you don't offend someone. Because, you know, cancel culture is more important than opening up America. Cancel culture is more important than reopening small businesses to medium class businesses and helping out the working class. No. Cancel culture is going to pay the rent.